prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today is Friday, which means I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo for the most popular show we do every week, Casual Friday. You know, more people listen to the show than any of the other shows that we do.
Really?
Every week, yes. I like to think it's because of me, but I know it's because of you.
Oh, that's not. No, it's because of us together.
Okay, there you go.
That's what it is.
Anyway, so before we start the show, I have to acknowledge something. Because we talked about it before when we talked about the superbug, but today is the day that you lost your mom to what is obvious to everybody who knew what was going on was a miscarriage of the health system. So, okay, I'm sorry. I didn't. Okay, let's change the subject. I just thought it was appropriate because you posted a picture on Facebook. I'm sorry about that. Carl's a jerk. Carl's a jerk.
No, you're not.
Sorry about that. I just wanted to dedicate today's show to her. That's all. Okay, let's move on. Let's talk about something exciting.
Okay.
Let's talk about garlic.
So Carl was chopping garlic the other day, and there are some little pieces of garlic that have
the cloves,
have sprouts on them. And so he's decided that now he wants to plant the garlic.
So I did. You can't use the garlic once it starts to sprout. The flavor actually changes once a sprout starts coming out of it. So you can't use it. And so you have to throw it away generally. And I thought, why throw it away? I think about what you did with the grapefruit seed from Carlos Cardenas's grapefruit, that when we opened the grapefruit, it had a little bud coming out of it. You planted it. Well, you germinated it. So I thought, let's just see what happens.
And so we are in the process of germinating the garlic.
A process? The damn things are like 11 inches long now. The weeds coming out.
And it's not even taken a week. It's been less than a week. The whole sunroom smells like garlic. So this morning when I was on the treadmill, there was a commercial. A lady was in her foyer spraying air freshener, and she says, I want my foyer to smell like a foyer. So I told Carl, I said, I want my house or a foyer to smell like a foyer of garlic.
Yeah, so let's have garlic. But it's amazing.
We don't have to worry about any vampires visiting our house.
And you know what's really great about this is, like, everybody buys garlic, and you always end up having a couple of those emaciated, dried out looking cloves that you throw away. Don't throw them away. Wrap them in paper towels. Put them in a shallow cup of water and put them up somewhere in the dark and wait a couple days, and they'll start to sprout. And then you can have your own garlic plants as well.
Yes. And then just transfer it outside. When the weather gets nicer, you can either leave it in the pots outside.
Yeah.
And or plant it in the ground.
Yeah.
Another thing that I wanted to talk about quickly is when I was on the treadmill this morning, they had commercials. Cheerios, it lowers cholesterol, Welch's grape juice, it's heart healthy just like red wine, and Chex cereals are gluten-free. And we all know what I'm getting ready to say here.
Right.
If they can make these claims, how come Diamond Walnuts can't make the claim that they're heart healthy? They can't make that
claim.
But
no, they can now. They do. I think they do make the claim now. But I think that what it took was Diamond Walnut had to pay money to the American Heart Association in order to get that designate. See, the American Heart Association doesn't allow you to call something heart healthy because it is heart healthy. They make you pay them a fee in order to use the heart healthy insignia and designate. So it's all a shakedown. But the best part is, how long are they going to run these ads? Oh, low fat, heart healthy, when we know that has nothing to do with heart health
anymore. Well, so the rice checks. I went and looked up Rice Chex because it is gluten-free. It's made with rice.
Right.
And the ingredients of the Rice Chex weren't bad, with the exception of one item, which is BHT. And we all know that the certain food blogger is on a mission right now to...
rid the world of BHT?
Well, she's going after Kellogg's and General Mills because they have BHT in their cereals, but they've taken it out of the cereals in Europe.
Yeah.
So if they can take it out of the European cereals, they can very easily take it out of our cereals,
right.
But they're not.
Right.
And there is controversy about the BHT because a lot of people say it's just an antioxidant, and it's...
Antioxidant? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's actually been used for the herpes virus.
Okay.
And it's approved by the FDA as generally recognized
it's
as
safe.
Yeah,
grass, right.
But then you read like the Environmental Working Group, and they have it on their list of ingredients that you should stay, the top 12 ingredients that you should stay away from is BHT as well as BHA.
Do they use BHT as a preservative?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a chemical cousin to BHA that's listed as generally recognized as safe. It's added as a food preservative. It's not listed as a carcinogen, but there are some studies out there that show that it has caused tumors in mice.
Right.
Rats.
So they do have BHT in Czech cereal.
Yes, they do.
But it's gluten-free.
But it is. They're not lying.
Did we ever tell the story about the time we went to the restaurant and the guy asked if we wanted the gluten-free chicken?
No.
We got to tell this story. This is funny. So many people
yes,
are trying.
Yes, I need a good laugh today.
So many people are really trying to capitalize on the whole gluten-free movement any way they can. So we went to a restaurant. All our friends told us this restaurant was really great. It was like a nouveau Mexican restaurant, and it wasn't all about chips and salsa. So we checked it out. There was only one thing that Elisa could have that was on the menu, which was, and we never order chicken fingers anywhere. And it was like these chicken strips or chicken finger dish.
And that
I had
was the
steak.
Only thing on the menu that I could eat.
Right. I had steak. Luckily, they had steak. And so the guy says, do you want? So Elisa says, I'll have the chicken fingers with salsa, whatever it was. And the guy and the guy said, do you want the gluten-free chicken? And I looked at you and you looked at me. And then we both looked at him and said, yeah, and then you said, wait a minute, is this chicken breaded? He goes, no, it's not breaded, but it's coated with corn, and corn's gluten-free. And we were like, no, we don't want any coating on it at all, chicken.
I think we ended up leaving the restaurant.
Because he brought it to us with the corn on it anyway. We said, mm-hmm. Don't bring it with corn on it. And so, and remember we talked to the owner when we were leaving. He just happened to see us leaving. He goes, How did you enjoy your meal? And we told them the story. We think, look, man, asking people if they want gluten-free chicken is like asking if people want wet water. Like, water is wet. You don't have to ask for wet water. And chicken doesn't have gluten in it unless you're coating it with something. I mean, everybody's jumping on the gluten-free bandwagon right now. It's just ridiculous.
Well, they're just jumping on the bandwagon of anything, you know, on this gluten-free package of Kellogg's Chex Mix, that is Kellogg's, isn't it? They had no artificial colors, no high fructose corn syrup, no artificial ingredients, but it has BHT in it.
Yeah, right. There's always a catch somewhere. And I wonder if the idea behind, I was going to say something about the gluten-free, it doesn't matter. Let's move on.
I just want to mention this really quick, too, while I was driving to the studio today. Very late, I might add. Just couldn't get it together today for some reason. I was listening to a news talk channel that I always listen to, and they were talking about a study that was just done by Cornell University on preparedness and what we should do in case there's a zombie attack. And they liken it to what we should do if there's a disease pandemic.
Right.
And what they the study says is that we should all head for the hills, basically.
Yeah, we'll go to the wilderness.
Go
yeah.
north, right. like toward Canada,
yeah.
Out of the cities, out of L.A., out of New York. And then they also, first of all, the host of the show said, were our tax dollars spent on this study? And the person talking about the study didn't know if they used tax dollars or not.
Well,
to do
it had
this
to
study.
Be.
From Cornell University. And then they talked about the CDC did a study 4 years ago, which uses tax dollars.
Right.
And the study that the CDC did was what we should do if there's a zombie attack.
So are they playing? I'm confused here. I always thought zombies, like vampires, were something from, you know, fictional TV and books.
I thought so, too.
And so are they really spending tax dollars studying zombie preparedness?
I don't know. That was supposed to be a joke, the one that the CDC did. Whether it was really a joke or not, I'm not sure. But then they played a clip from a Woody Harrelson movie about zombies. I think it was called Zombieland.
Okay.
And it was Woody Harrelson saying that he was going to break into this building because it had the last box of Twinkies on the planet, and he wanted those Twinkies.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah,
and
maybe Twinkies will help prevent you from turning into a zombie. Maybe he knows something.
I just thought that was interesting that they're using tax dollars, maybe using tax dollars for that.
To study zombies, which, I mean, I'm confused.
And
I mean,
they liken it to a disease pandemic.
Yeah. We could either take a break now or we could continue to talk about the next topic you want to talk about, because the next topic I want to talk about is interesting.
Okay, go ahead.
It's the next one on your list, but I think we really need to take a break before we do. I want to talk about so yoga pants. We talked about yoga pants the other day and how they get a bad rap because I guess they show they're too revealing. Well, evangelical minister Pat Robertson has come out against yoga.
Yes, maybe we can play a little bit of the clip.
Yeah,
when we
I want to play.
Back.
Yeah, I want to play the clip. It's you got to hear this coming from his lips, because I don't want people to become offended if I say that the guy has lost his bird until they hear the clip. So I'll do this. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday.
Best in real world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD and neither should you.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frotalin, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
I wish I would have gone to rehab, but I said no, no, no. I'm sorry. I'm a jerk.
You're being a jerk today.
I'm a jerk, I know. Welcome
it's
back.
It's not really funny.
Well, I'm going to continue to be a jerk for a moment longer. You know, without getting too deep into it, I actually had dealings with Pat Robertson many, many years ago, business dealings, and I can tell you that that organization is not an honorable organization. Let's just leave it at that. But I think Pat Robertson is a little too old to continue to do what he does because he says some really stupid stuff sometimes, and it's very, very far-reaching. I want to play this particular piece that he did on his 700 Club as it relates to yoga. Okay? So listen to this.
Santa Fe.
Oh, sorry. There we go.
My family recently moved to Santa Fe, New Mexico because of my husband's work.
Mexico.
And there are a lot of people interested in New Age spirituality in our neighborhood. So they're teaching yoga, veganism, that sort of thing. Well, my teenage daughter now wants to do yoga. What do you think about it? Well, here's the deal. Yoga is, if it's nothing but stretching exercises, it's terrific. I mean, you can stretch, you know, stretch up high, stretch down low, do overside and all that stuff. I mean, it's good for you. But along with yoga, they have a mantra. And the mantra. You say is in Hindu. You don't know what the Hindu says, but actually it's a prayer to a Hindu deity. And so that you're just saying, I mean, it sounds like gibberish, and so you're saying, you know, Kali, 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 or whatever. But you're praying to a Hindu deity. You don't want your daughter in that. Stretching exercise is cool. Praying to Hindu deity is not too cool. All right.
So let me be clear about something, okay? A mantra, actually pronounced mantra, is generally one word, sometimes two or three words, a phrase. Very rarely is it a prayer. It is usually, first of all, it's not Hindu, it's Sanskrit, which is the ancient, one of the ancient long lost languages. And we could probably have Ken O'Neill chime in on this one because he probably speaks Sanskrit. But a mantra is not a prayer. It's usually a word or a couple words, and it's very critical in the case of transcendental meditation, that you not know what the word means, not because they want to trick you into praying to a deity, but because if the word has meaning, then you can't be clear-minded. When a word has meaning and symbolism, it automatically has other thoughts that link up to it, right? If you say coffee, 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 and then you start thinking that bad cup of coffee I had, I wish I had a cup of coffee, I spilled coffee on myself, it has meaning, you see?
Edible
coffee cup, that's coming later. Elise is dropping bombs here.
I couldn't help it.
But a mantra it's the important thing about the mantra is that you don't understand it, so it doesn't have any meaning. It's just a sound then. The sound is what lulls you into mindfulness. And their goal isn't to get you to convert to Hinduism and pray to Hindu deities. This guy is crazy.
Also, too, why would a woman write Pat Robertson with a question like that anyway?
Because there are, because Pat Robertson and those types of evangelical ministries depend on sheeple. People who can't make decisions on their own, so they turn to him and ask him for, oh wise Pat Robertson, how should I have raised my child? How should I make my relationship better? How, cause I don't know how to do anything on my own. This is really what makes up the large majority of Americans today, unfortunately. There's no critical thinking out there. Everybody's turning to somebody else and asking for, what should I do? And Pat has been very, very successful in taking up the role is telling people what to do. And usually, the last sentence in what to do is send money. So,
unfortunately.
Yes.
Okay. So since I invoked the edible coffee cup.
Yes.
Let's talk about KFC over in the UK has recently come up with a novel concept that could impact coffee consumers and chicken bucket enthusiasts. It's an edible coffee cup. They're going to be calling it a scoffy cup, scoffy cup.
Right. So I guess you scoff, like you can eat it, scoff.
It's made out of cookies shaped like cups that have been wrapped in sugar paper and lined with a layer of white chocolate. Glorious white chocolate, it says.
Yeah. And God knows what other chemicals are in it to hold it together and make it waterproof.
The outer edible wrapper is branded with KFC's logo, making it look like a regular coffee cup
from
the outside. And let me say this, it's got red dye.
I was
just going
to say, what's that red dye? What's that red? That's exactly what I was about to say. What about the red dye?
Yes, we all know that you're not supposed to consume red dye, and it's red and white and black like a, like you would see a logo of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Right.
So,
all they did was rip off the Mexican restaurants because they've been making edible taco, bowls forever made out of taco shells, right? I mean, you know, when you get a taco salad and the bowl is made out of a deep fried tortilla that's been like put over a basket. So it has a bowl shape and then you eat it when you're done with your salad.
Well, and then you also can get like the chocolate cups that, you know, you can put things in. And so I guess that's where the idea came from. I guess a spokesperson from the Robin Collective, and the Robin Collective is the food scientist that partnered with KFC, said not only do the edible cups taste amazing, but they smell delicious too. We've infused different cups with a variety of ambient aromas, including coconut sun cream, freshly cut grass, and wild flowers.
Phthalates. Folks, guess what they use to encapsulate fragrance with? Phthalates. So these cups are loaded with phthalates. Go ahead and eat a laced cup with red dye, black dye, green dye. They're going to have, I mean, this is idiocy at its best. This really is. The sad part is there are a lot of people out there who are going to eat this up. No pun intended. Oh, I'm going to drink my coffee and I'm going to eat that chocolate chip cup when I'm done. This is the best thing in the world.
I read an article yesterday that Brooks Kubik sent me about, a book that a woman wrote. Her name is Joanne Blythman. Mm-hmm. I've invited her on the show. She just, released a book about, I guess she went to a food, where you go and they have all the ingredients that the smells and that smell like food.
Well, like a food manufacturers symposium where,
yes.
I mean, like organization, a meeting where they learn about ingredients and stuff
yes,
like that. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
And so she was walking around and they're handing out food that's supposed to have like a crepe that was supposed to have cheese in it, but they're using chemicals.
Yeah, no cheese.
No cheese.
Isn't that amazing? It tastes like cheese, but there's no cheese in it.
And then there was the fresh fruit and I'm sorry to say, which I'll never eat again, the pre-washed salads that have chemicals on them, like they wash them in chlorine.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So when we buy those organic pre-washed salads, because we're in a hurry, those are no good. You have to. Well, can't you just wash them more?
I think I'd prefer just to buy the natural
head of lettuce and chop it up myself.
Yes.
Now.
We can't be lazy any longer.
That's a good point. Can't be lazy any longer.
No, no. But anyway, so I read her just the article about her book, and it's amazing the things that food companies do.
Not to use real ingredients.
Exactly.
Not to use real ingredients.
Yes.
Because real ingredients are expensive. You know, like using real butter in order to create butter flavor is expensive.
And they did mention butter buds.
Yeah,
and
it's difficult because butter can become rancid, so it creates a shelf life. But if you use chemicals that create the flavor of butter and the aroma of butter, you can make that stuff from now until the cows come home, and it doesn't cost a whole lot of money, and you don't have to worry about shelf life. All those nuisance little pesky things, like the important things that whether or not the food is actually good for you, you don't have to worry about.
No. Do the cows come home?
Twice a day. have you ever gone to a dairy farm?
I used to live,
dairy farm.
I have been to a dairy farm, yes. My stepbrother is a dairy farmer.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Dean.
Dean.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anybody who knows about dairy farms know that the cows come home twice a day, once in the morning and once in the evening to be milked. And they come and the matriarchal, the more dominant female cows will get on the front of the line to be milked first. There's a hierarchy. The lower ranking cows won't try to get on the front of the line. They're pushed back, but they will come back and walk to the milking barn and get lined up to be milked because the pressure in their udders and in their mammary glands is so great that they want it to be relieved. They want to be emptied out.
And so that's where that saying comes from.
Until the cows come home.
Well, so while we're talking about cows, I just want to mention something. Last week we were talking about the dairy farm, mm-hmm. Fair Oaks Farm, that has partnered with Coca-Cola. And I think one of our listeners...
I think calling it a farm is a mistake. Calling it a factory or a dairy zoo would be more appropriate.
I think one of our listeners took issue with what I said. That, like you just said, that really wasn't a farm. That, to me...
Dairy factory.
It was a factory.
But your point was, and let's be clear about this, a listener took issue with you because they said, you know, that you were condemning their new high-protein drink, and when maybe that's a good choice, good alternative for somebody. Your point was, and that you made that day on the show, was why give Coca-Cola money who spends millions fighting GMO labeling when there's plenty of other companies out there who have a good protein drink that aren't spending those dollars fighting labeling.
Right. And then also when I said maybe we should go to the farm and take a picture, that the pictures that were listed in the article, which I guess I should have been a little better at illustrating what we were looking at in the photos, they had a cow laying inside a building with plexiglass surrounding
him. Yeah,
it
was a cow. Imagine your office if you're at work right now. Now imagine that they took four or five of the cubicles, put plexiglass up, and put a cow in there with straw on the floor, and the cow was stuck there all day.
They were stuck there for people to watch. And no farm that I've ever been on, the farm that we had when I was growing up, the cattle just roamed. They were out in the fields eating grass.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about this last night when I couldn't sleep. I was thinking about, you know, those cows are so funny. You wouldn't think that a cow would have personality, but they're all standing there chewing their cud and eating the grass. And then when you walk past them, every single one of the cows in unison would stop chewing.
Yeah.
You know, it's just
what are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you doing? What are you up to?
Right. But that's not what you see on these farms. You don't see them grazing in the fields.
No, because
they're locked
into little compartments all day long.
And the only time they went into the barn was when it was cold outside and they had to go.
And they went on their own.
Yes.
No one had to drag them in the barn. In fact, they stood at the barn door waiting for you to open it so they can get in.
Yes.
Cows are very intelligent that way.
Mm-hmm.
No,
yeah.
I know. But, we have to take another break. When we come back, we want to talk about a superhuman amongst us. She happens to be somebody that I grew up with listening to her music.
Yes.
People were making fun of Madonna recently.
Calling her a grandma because she fell.
Yeah, we want to talk about this because it's important. It's important. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Kana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Kana banner ad today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. Someday I'd like to just do a show where all we do is play music. Like an old-fashioned DJ where I just blend songs. Listen to this mashup. Where do you hear music like this on a podcast? Seriously.
I, I don't. Superhuman Radio.
That's it. I say come for the information, stay for the music.
Okay. I want to talk about Madonna. Madonna has been controversial in her time, but let's face it. Madonna is 56 years old, and she looks awesome for 56. Carmela actually posted a story on my wall, Carmela Sierzo, one of our superhumans.
Right.
And she said, forget Cindy Crawford. I want to look like Madonna.
Tell me about it. I don't think Cindy Crawford's hot. I think Madonna is hot.
I mean, this picture that we're looking at right here, her calves are amazing.
She's falling down the stairs, and the first thing I said was, man, look at her calves. Like, I wasn't even like, oh, look, she's falling down the stairs, poor thing. I was like, wow, look at her calves.
And those of you who have listened for a while know that I once had a friend tell me that Madonna was too muscular.
Yeah.
And that she didn't look good because she was too muscular. Yeah. Well, you know, Madonna fell down the steps, and guess what?
She didn't get hurt.
She didn't get hurt.
She didn't break a hip. 56 years old. She didn't break a hip.
No, and what's disturbing is people started immediately tweeting and saying things like, I get it, Madonna. My grandma is exactly the same. She falls too. And I hope grandma's okay. A broken hip at her age could be a death sentence.
Grandma.
Because she's 56 years old.
Let me tell you something. For those out there who are very young and like to make fun of older people, I'm going to break some really, really bad news to you. You're going to be old someday. If you're lucky.
It beats the alternative.
That's what I said. If you're lucky, you're going to be old someday. So, and let me also tell you something else that you probably got from yesterday's show. If you listened to the show about intimacy, love and intimacy in later life. And even the first hour that I did with Brooks, we were talking about successful aging, not just healthy aging, successful aging. That if you're not thinking about aging now, you could be in your 30s. If you're not thinking about it, if you're not thinking about the inevitable aging, you're a fool. Because it's like bringing your paycheck home, putting it in a checking account, and just writing checks willy-nilly and not paying attention to how much money you really have. You wouldn't do that. That's irresponsible. Well, you got to remember that you will age. So everything you do now will impact that later.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And people don't think like that. Unfortunately,
I didn't
either.
I wish I did.
You know, speaking of my mother earlier, she was a very wise woman, and she is the one that instilled upon me how to take care of my skin.
She told you never to use soap on your face. And everybody always says to you, what do you do for your skin? They should only know it's what you don't do for your skin.
Yeah, I haven't used soap on my face since I was very young. Very young.
Right.
I use a facial wash.
Right.
Facial wash.
Right.
But, you know, just starting out in my 20s, and I told your daughter who is in her 20s to start taking care of her skin now. Yes, because if you don't, you're going to be sorry when you get older.
Yeah, you can't go back and fix the broken parts of your body because you can't get replacement parts. So you got to take care of the parts as best as you can starting now. But with that being said, Madonna, getting back to Madonna.
Evidently, Madonna, you know, her song was, took me to heaven, let me fall down, lifted me up, and watched me stumble.
That's what she was singing
when she fell back on those stairs.
And let's be clear about something. Madonna did not fall down the stairs. She got yanked down the stairs. That one of the people in her dance company was supposed to rip the cape off of her as she went up the stair. When she was at the top of the steps, the cape didn't release, so he effectively yanked her down the stairs. She didn't fall on her own accord.
The Armani cape Madonna was wearing as she approached the podium was tied too tight and didn't fall undone when her dancer pulled it. She was yanked back by the neck and flew through the air over three steps, landed hard at the base of the podium, and for a split second didn't move.
Then she got up and finished her routine, right?
Then she got up like a professional and started right where she left off. Yes.
Now think about that. How many people do you know that are 56 years old that can fall from three to four steps up, be yanked down on their butt, and get up and finish dancing? I mean, I told the story about what happened to me Valentine's Day night 5 years ago. And how I fell down a flight of steps and I jumped up and sprinted back up the stairs.
You pulled the banister that you hold on to as you walked. And this is a very steep staircase. You pulled it off the wall.
Yeah, my leg got caught under it as I was spinning, yeah.
And you didn't hurt yourself.
No, and that's because I have muscle on my body. The muscle saved the bones. And so you could say the same thing about Madonna. So those people out there who have said, oh, Madonna is too muscular. Well, guess what?
It saved her.
It paid off.
I guess in an interview the next day on a Jonathan Ross show, Madonna said that she had a bit of a whiplash. She smacked the back of her head, and she said she had a man standing over me with a flashlight until about 3 a.m. to make sure I was
revivable.
Yes.
You know, because you can get a contusion. Well, a concussion, but you can actually have a contusion. You can have bleeding on the brain that may not show up, and if you go to sleep, you may not wake up. So they try to keep you awake when you've hit your head.
So muscle is more than just for aesthetics.
That's for sure. And she does look great. She's 56 years old. She dances just like she did when she was young. I mean, she looks great.
Yes, she does. Good for Madonna.
So Brooks Cubic's wife, Trudy, has been giving him a hard time, saying he has a mental illness ever since we did the show the other day.
Yes. So Brooks sent me an email saying that Trudy's been laughing at him all week, telling him he has a mental disorder.
Yeah. And I guess we all do. But this is a mental disorder I'm really cool with.
So evidently, officials have declared that eating healthy is a mental disorder. If you guys missed the show that Carl and Brooks and I kind of chimed in a little bit on, what day was that? Monday.
Yes.
On Monday.
Yes.
So you need to listen to that show.
Yeah, it's a very, very good show. Did you see my post this morning about when I was up this doing cardio this morning, a local Louisville prosthesis company was running a locally produced ad. This wasn't like for the Stryker knee joint put out by Stryker, you know, to go to your orthopedic surgeon and ask for this particular knee, the 360 knee. This was a local company that makes prosthetics, advertising to a local market, which is fairly small, and they were selling lower leg prostheses for amputees, and they had about six different people in the commercial, and all of them were obese and clearly had lost limbs as a result of complications due to diabetes. And I thought to myself, holy cow, it's gotten so bad that a small prosthetic manufacturer can run a TV commercial in a small market and get a return on their investment. That's how many people out there are losing limbs to type 2 diabetes. That's shocking to me. That would be a niche that you would never see a commercial for at all, and now you're seeing it. And they had really obese people, you know, walking with their prosthetic legs and putting them on. And, you know, and these were not, oh, I touched the third rail on the train track and blew my leg off. These were both, like, one woman was a double amputee. Another guy was one leg amputated, talking about how great it is to be able to walk again. It's just shocking to me that that's what our country has come to, that a small market like this can produce a return on investment for a little company like that selling lower limb replacements.
Unfortunately, that's the way it is today.
I mean, could you imagine when they dig up Tutankhamun and they look at the bodies and they can tell things, you know, like, oh, look, they had tooth decay back then. What are they going to think when they start digging up bodies 200, 300, 400, 500 years from now, from this generation, when they find all these people who have no limbs, butt implants, all that's left is the butt implant and the skeleton. I mean, what are they going to think when they look at they're going to think that this was the most absurd, darkest age for the human population ever?
Well, if you listen to the show that I was listening to on the way in, it's just going to be zombies.
Yeah, you know what? That's a good point. There won't be any bodies to retrieve because the zombies will have eaten everybody. Yeah, that makes a perfect sense.
Just back real quick about the mental disorder.
Yeah.
Orthorexia.
Right.
It's not found its way into the DSM yet, the Manual of Mental Disorders, but it's being lumped into other eating disorders. And
right.
With other eating disorders, are they prescribing
drugs,
medication,
sure,
to people?
Absolutely.
Because they want to eat healthy?
Absolutely.
Saying, well, they're also comparing it to OCD.
Yeah. They're absolutely doing it. They that's the first line. They prescribe drugs. And the drugs are dangerous. I'd rather have the mental disorder of being focused on eating healthy than taking some of the
that
drugs.
That is not an eating disorder.
Oh, I mean, I'm glad disorder. To wear it. I'd like to get a T-shirt that says, I have a mental disorder. I eat healthy. I wonder if people would even know what that means if I wore it. They probably wouldn't.
I doubt it.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now. Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Crealkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. So we always pay a lot of attention to bees here because they're one of the primary pollinators, and we depend on them for life. We really do.
For our food supply.
Yeah.
Everybody's so worried about feeding the world, but they're not paying any attention to the bees.
Right.
The colony collapse disorder.
Which helped feed the world, by the way.
Yes.
So a group in, a father and son in Australia have come out with something that they call a flow hive, which is basically a beehive that uses plastic chambers instead of the typical honeycomb that the bees create themselves, a plastic chambers to accumulate the honey, and it's tappable, so you can actually turn on sort of a spigot, let's say, at the bottom, and the honey comes out on its own instead of having to get it out of the honeycombs and so on.
So this is not for bee protection or to help with a colony collapse disorder. This is to make it easier for the bee collector to get the honey out of the hive.
Yes, and so they're trying to position it like, oh, it's less stressful for the bees. But I don't buy that because beekeeping has been around for thousands of years, and the bees are doing fine.
Didn't they just find honey in an Egyptian tomb just recently?
Yes.
So why is it that man always thinks they can improve on nature?
Well, here's why. Man needs to improve on production. So these guys are looking at, well, how can we turn our beehive into a honey on tap? So we can just turn a spigot on and honey comes out. Think about how great that would be. Just fill up jars instead of having to go in and cut the honeycomb out and press it.
But
a
lot of people use the beeswax.
Beeswax.
For making candles, for making soaps, for
all sorts of things.
Yes.
Yeah. And so they've come up with this flow hive, and they're saying that it's better for the bees because it's less disruptive. But we don't know. First of all, they're using quote-unquote BPA-free plastic, but we know what that means. Just because it doesn't have BPA in it doesn't mean it doesn't have phthalates or a bunch of other things we don't want.
Lots of other endocrine disruptors.
That are yet to be discovered are endocrine disruptors.
Mm-hmm.
And the honey is traveling through. Don't forget, honey has enzymes in it. The honey is sitting in this plastic and then traveling through it when it comes out the bottom.
And let's face it, it's out in the elements, the cold, the heat, the rain. I mean, what's that going to do to the plastic?
Yeah. But more importantly, we don't even understand. This is what we do all the time, right? We find one thing and we focus on it. We forget about the synergy and the complementary effects of everything else that has gone into the evolutionary process of producing honey by bees. We don't even know what the other benefits are of the beeswax and the honeycomb process and the building of it and everything else that goes along with it that will be lost now that the honey is stored and poured from plastic. This is an example of doing something that benefits the producers and the industry more than it benefits the people. I'm sorry. And I know there's a lot of people out there who think this is really good because they're getting some good comments because they're trying to sell it as being less disruptive to the bees. It's not disruptive to the bees to extract the honey from the honeycomb. That's not what's hurting bees. What's hurting bees is the lack of the proper foliage that they need in order to survive and thrive, and the introduction of neonicotinoids and glyphosate that's poisoning and killing them.
And also, we did a couple casual Fridays ago, we had the UK scientist or doctor come on and talk about the vera mite.
Yeah.
The parasite that's attaching itself to the bees.
Right. That's actually coming from bees produced in captivity.
Yes.
And then being transferred to the bees in the wild.
Well, and then, interestingly enough, a farmer on this whole comment section of the flow hive made the point that it's not going to keep the parasite out.
Right.
This flow hive is not going to keep the vera mite out, so there's still going to be death from the parasite.
Right. But the beauty is that you'll be able to just turn a spigot and honey comes out. This is all about production. This has nothing to do with making a better product, not creating a healthier product for people.
So this week we also did a show by a Dr. Leif Richardson about bumblebees. And he, by the way, did write a book. It's called Bumblebees of North America. It's on Amazon if anyone's interested. I'm going to order it.
Yeah.
Because I'm interested. But he talked about tobacco and how it helps.
Nicotine in the right amounts, and bees know what the right amount is. Nicotine in the right amounts actually makes a bee more robust and capable of fighting off viruses and bacteria.
And you guys talked about how most species of animals eat things that they need when they need it. Like, for example, if you see a dog eating or a cat eating grass or people eat.
It's called self-medication. Animals have been doing it forever. Chimpanzees have done it. When chimpanzees get sick, they eat certain leaves that help them get better. We know that bees do it, all sorts of bugs do it, animals do it, and at one time humans did it too. The American Indian used to eat the fruit of the mayapple, which is not an apple, by the way, of the mayapple tree, when they had symptoms, certain symptoms. And we discovered the molecule, which is now cisplatin, in the mayapple that the American Indians ate to ward off certain diseases. And cisplatin is used for chemotherapy now.
Really?
Yeah. So humans used to self-medicate too. We knew what herbs, what fruits, what species of plants we should eat when we had certain ailments. We don't know that anymore because the American Medical Association and the pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know that, because that's what they use to develop their drugs. So you'd have to go back to books that are a couple hundred years old to find those secrets again.
My grandfather gave me a book. It's called Natural Healing, and I have one.
I bet it's got those things in it there. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you something else that's interesting. So I'm trying to get this young girl to come on the show. I believe her name is Melissa Hamzu. She's a science writer from the UK who wrote an article about some interesting effects of fecal transplant.
Oh, yeah, you talked about that.
Okay, so I want to talk about that. I'm going to get a little rank here for a second, but I want people to understand something, that there's a lot more magic in this world for healing than any of us realize. So people, fecal transplant became the way to treat C. diff, which is a bacterial infection that elderly people get, and it could kill you. And it gives you diarrhea, and it drains you of energy, and your body can't fight it, and you literally succumb to it if you're old and you die. And they discovered that getting an amount of fecal from a family member who was in good health and implanting it in the intestines of the sick person repopulated the bacteria in their intestines and allowed them to fight off the C. diff. The C. diff would go away. This is amazing. And when fecal transplants first came out, people were like, ew, really? You have to donate your poopy, and they're going to put the poopy in grandma? That's disgusting. But no. So now, years after some of those people have gotten fecal implants, amazing things are happening to them. People who were type 2 diabetic for like 20 years underwent the fecal transplant, and their type 2 diabetes went away. Well, or a guy who had alopecia, no hair on his body for his entire life, 2 years after his fecal transplant, all the hair came back on his body.
So this tells you how important the gut is.
The microbiome really is.
Of the gut.
And its linkage to disease. But now I'm going to go back, and I'm going to get a little disgusting with you. Every animal on the planet has been known to either lick the butt of other animals, not any animal, but certain animals. Wait a minute. And even eat the poop that they find. I remember one of the dogs I had eating cat poop. And I thought, what a disgusting thing. There's a reason that animals do that. They do that because they know that there is some sort of beneficial microbes in that process that they need. It's another form of self-medication, I'm telling you. And you mark my words. You mark my words. 5, 6, 7 years from now, we're going to find encapsulated, purified microbes from very, very healthy people's feces being sold as supplements someday. Mark my words. You'll see.
Okay, so back to the tobacco and the bees.
Yes.
Dr. Richardson spoke about the different types of tobacco plants that you can plant in your yard for the bees to feed on. And they need to be heirloom
yeah.
tobacco seeds. And a couple of the companies are Victory Seeds and Sustainable Seeds. So make sure that...
this year, when you plant your garden, plant a couple tobacco plants.
Not only that, but also when you plant your way station for the monarch butterflies as well.
Yes, put the tobacco plants in the way station there so the bees can come hang out too.
Yes.
And that way they'll have nature's medicine cabinet right there in your backyard. How wonderful is that?
Yep.
All right, let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday.
The makers of Mass Pro Synthogen. Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
You have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Tomorrow never comes until it's
You know who this is, right?
No.
This is Beck.
Oh, is it?
This is Beck and Mos Def. I love Mos Def. You know, Mos Def is, you like him because he's an actor now. He's that really laid-back black actor We watched a movie recently, and you were like, who is that guy? I really like him. And I said, he's a rapper, Mos Def.
I don't know who he is.
Yeah, he's great. I like him.
Okay, so I just want to touch briefly on the new... The Environmental Working Group has their new Dirty Dozen and Clean 15 out now. Of course, apples, they topped the list again.
Again,
celery is number two. I was a little surprised at cherry tomatoes being number three on the list.
Because they weren't on the list at all last year.
They were, but they were further down. Mm. And then Cody Flyer posted on my Facebook wall, because I posted this list on my Facebook wall, and he said, the good thing about cherry tomatoes is, which is true because I've grown them, that you can grow them so easily.
Yeah.
You put them in pots.
They
on
don't
your
die.
Deck.
You remember at the end of the season, they were still growing.
You put them in pots on your deck, and the kids love to just go and grab them and grab a handful and eat them. Yeah. So if there's anything that you grow in your garden, that would be an easy one. Just make sure when you buy your seeds, they're organic, and don't, I know we talked about this last year, don't get the grown plants from the big box stores, because they've already got pesticides sprayed
and
on
herbicides,
them.
Herbicides, glyphosate, they've already sprayed them. Yeah.
Cucumbers, grapes, nectarines, peaches, potatoes, snap peas. And when I said snap peas to you, you were like, oh my gosh, are the ones we've been eating organic?
And you said yes.
Yes.
I said, good girl, Elisa.
Spinach, strawberries, sweet bell peppers. And then if you look further down, they've added hot peppers, kale, and collard greens. Don't forget about those.
Those
have to be organic.
Now, the Clean 15, asparagus, avocados because they have a hard shell already, like bananas, cabbage, cantaloupe, cauliflower, eggplant, grapefruit, kiwi, mangoes, onions, papayas, pineapple, sweet corn, sweet peas. We said sweet peas, didn't we? No, maybe not. And sweet potatoes. So those you can all buy non-organic and not worry about it. But you shouldn't be buying sweet corn anyway, period.
No. And then if you are going to buy some seeds, you can always Google heirloom seeds. But Eden Brothers, My Patriot Supply, they have non-GMO natural seeds. Annie's Heirloom Seeds. And also Burpees. I get Burpees catalogs. My mother used to buy from Burpees.
I was going
to
say, they've been around forever.
Yeah, so it doesn't say non-GMO. I think I'd buy from the ones that say non-GMO.
Yeah. Let's see. So you feel depressed? Eat a handful of cashews.
I need some cashews today.
Yeah. Apparently, due to some recent research by Dr. Andrew Saul, a therapeutic nutritionist, he says that a handful of cashews is as effective as a dose of Prozac in treating mild to moderate depressive disorders, because it has very, very high levels of tryptophan.
1 to 2,000 milligrams, as a matter of fact, of tryptophan.
That's a lot, because 1 to 2 grams of tryptophan will put you to sleep at night usually.
That's interesting.
5-HTP is actually more effective than tryptophan, but nonetheless, they both convert to serotonin. Interesting, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what another thing is that people forget about?
You said saffron.
Saffron. And turkey, high in tryptophan. But saffron is very effective as well, and has been compared to Prozac. And there's an Indian dish that has saffron rice with cashews in it. So they should call that make me feel good rice.
So let me ask you this. Why would people take a drug like Prozac when they can get the same effect from cashews?
Because their doctor tells them to. I mean, the doctor tells them to.
Do you really think that you get the same effect from cashews that you would from the Paxil or the Prozac?
Well, okay, you'd have to look to research on taking tryptophan to mitigate depressive disorder.
Can you take tryptophan?
Yes.
You can buy tryptophan.
I have it at home if you want some.
Okay.
But here's the thing. The jury is still out on whether or not depression is caused by dysregulation of serotonin. There's still no evidence that that's true. That's just what some of the pharmaceutical companies have gone with, and the FDA has said, okay, that's fine. But there's a lot of people who take serotonin reuptake inhibitors and do things to increase serotonin, and their depression doesn't go away.
I'm not really depressed. I just said that.
I didn't think you were.
No, no. When I said I think I need cashews.
Oh.
Just because of what today is when you were talking about earlier in the show.
Oh, yeah. But no, I don't. I mean, let's put it this way. If you're interested in tryptophan, a handful of cashews will do the job.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have a study here that found high levels of fluoride in water is linked to hypothyroidism.
And we invited the author on the show. I wonder why he said no.
He said no. And he was very polite in his response. I'm wondering if maybe there's been some backlash on this. It says here Public Health England dismissed findings and said that decades of research shows no association with reduced thyroid function in fluoride.
This is baloney. We know that fluoride compromises the thyroid. There is research out there that already shows this. Fluoride is a halogen, as is iodide, as is bromide, as is chloride, and high levels of any of those compete at the thyroid.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes perfect sense. But I think you're right. He probably is being told, keep your mouth shut, if you know what's good for you, and he doesn't want to do any interviews now.
It says a study published today has revealed water fluoridation above certain levels is linked to 30% higher than expected rates of the hypothyroidism in England.
Look at that. And you know, they're telling you to rub fluoridated toothpaste in your baby's mouth. The AMA is telling you. They're giving your kids fluoride at school to rinse their mouth out with. I mean, it's crazy. It's scary.
They need to take water, all the fluoride, out of the water.
No one should be putting fluoride in their mouth except with trace amounts that arrive in vegetables because it's in the soil. That's it.
Its main benefit is helping reduce the risk of tooth decay, is what this article says. But it really hasn't helped with tooth decay.
In fact, the opposite has been proven.
It's causing fluorosis.
Exactly. Softening and modeling of the teeth.
Mm-hmm.
What was the last country that said they were taking fluoride out? Wasn't it like Ireland or someplace?
There's been so many just sort of.
The health ministry in that country, I think it was Ireland, said they reviewed all the research and they could find no clear-cut evidence that fluoride reduced the number of dental caries, which is what they call cavities, that they could find no clear evidence, but they could find clear evidence that fluoride compromised a variety of human conditions. So they said, as a nation, we're removing fluoride from our water. And I think that's sensible for a government to do to protect its people. Now, here in the United States, they're saying, hey, send us your excess fluoride. We'll just put it in products here and feed it to people here in the United States because everybody here is dumb. They'll just, whatever we tell them to use, well, they'll take it. Well, scary, 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 scary. You want to take a break now, or do you have another story you want to talk about first?
We can take our break now.
Okay, let's do this. We'll take a quick commercial break. We've got lots of really good stories to talk about, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frotalin, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. It does sound like me clearing my throat. What do you want to talk about first?
Let's talk about, there was an infant just recently in California. This article is dated February 26th, who received 8 vaccines.
In one shot, one day.
Yes.
And died.
And died.
Of SIDS.
The hospital told the parents that the child died of SIDS.
Which the MMR vaccine has already been linked to SIDS. Children who die of SIDS usually die of SIDS within 6 weeks of getting the MMR vaccine.
More than 1 year and 4 months later, they have yet to receive his autopsy report.
Right.
And it turns out that their son was given a vaccine that was not approved for his age and an extra dose of the hepatitis B vaccine.
Yeah. So they probably killed...
Without consulting the parents first.
So they killed this. And even if they would have consulted the parents, if the parents would have said no, then Child Protective Services would have gotten a temporary injunction, vaccinated the baby, and then given the baby back to their parents. Because that's what they do now.
So whatever your stance is on vaccines, whether you're pro or not...
It should be people's choice.
It should be a parent's choice.
Yes.
And why would they give an infant 8 vaccines at once? Isn't that too much to tax?
That's what the people who are proponents for avoiding the MMR vaccine say, that it's too much of a load for a newborn baby.
So they took the child away from the parents. After the child had been dead, they took the child away from the parents and said they were going to do an autopsy. And as I just said a few minutes ago, they have yet to get their autopsy report. And they kept calling, trying to find out what was going on. And finally, when they got the child's remains back, they had cremated the child.
Yeah, without the parents' permission or unknowing.
So how do they even know the children? The parents wanted the child to be cremated. They don't know that. They just did it.
Well, this is we're living in a time where the government is more knowledgeable and has more control over raising children, your children, than you do. That's what it is.
This is frightening.
Yeah, and California is a very liberal state. Don't forget. I mean, this sort of stuff. You know, they're a state that runs people. They're not populated with people. They run people. You know, they're all about controlling the population there.
You know, and this leads me to, I saw a story about Kristen Bell, is her last name, I think. Is that her last name?
Yeah, the blonde actress.
The actress, and she just, she has a newborn. No, he's not new. I don't know how. I'm not looking at a story on her. I'm just talking about this from memory. She said that she doesn't want anyone who has not been vaccinated for the measles to touch her child.
Right.
So, and that's her choice.
Well, what about, did you hear this morning that there was someone boarded a train in California with the measles, mm-hmm. and they said that I forget how many hundreds of people have been exposed to the measles, and all I kept thinking was, they're acting like no one's gotten the measles vaccine. I have to believe that even in light of the new movement, the anti-vaccine movement, that at least 75% of the population, probably more, like 90%, listens to their doctors and their hospitals and has gotten vaccinated. Why is everybody freaked out that somebody has the measles if you've been vaccinated for it? I thought vaccines were designed to protect you against it. Or am I wrong? Okay, so I'm confused. Do you get vaccinated so that you don't get the disease?
Yes.
So if I got vaccinated for the measles, which I did, I should be able to go to somebody who has the measles and hug them and kiss them and say, hey, how you doing? How are those measles doing? Because I'm vaccinated.
Let's clarify. You did that as a child, correct?
Yeah, we didn't have any choice, right?
Right.
My parents didn't ask. I mean, they didn't know to even ask. Doctors just grabbed you. They gave you shots. The parents didn't go, what are you doing? Because everybody felt that the doctors knew best. So aren't I protected against the measles? Can somebody who's maybe an immunologist or knows about this post on my Facebook if I'm just not getting it? If 85% of the population is vaccinated against the measles and someone boards a train that has the measles, why are we treating it like it's a potential epidemic? Like, oh, my God, hundreds of people have been exposed to the measles now. What are you going to do? I mean, I thought people were vaccinated. I thought the whole idea around vaccination was, oh, I don't have to worry about that. I'm protected. I got vaccinated.
That's kind of what I thought as well.
But every time the measles shows up in some city, the news media acts like, oh, lock your doors, you know, close your windows, stay indoors because there's measles in your town. Well, I should say, hey, well, I've been vaccinated. I don't care.
I find it disturbing about this infant, the whole story.
The fact that they cremated the child without the parents' permission or knowing. The fact that they vaccinated the child with things that they weren't supposed to.
And
the fact that they gave
the child an extra dose of hepatitis B.
Right. And the fact that they then had an autopsy done but never released it to the parents. It shows they're covering something up.
So in December of 2014, the FDA approved a new HPV vaccine.
Did anyone know this?
Called Gardasil 9.
Any of you out there, raise your hands. Did you know about this? Because isn't it interesting that the government always slips stuff by us?
In
Christmas,
December?
Yeah, around Christmas, around Thanksgiving, when we are not, where we're so tied up with loving our family and being involved that we just aren't paying attention.
So evidently the old HPV vaccine didn't cover enough strains, and that's why people are still getting HPV.
Yeah, even though they got the vaccine.
Even though they got the vaccine. So Merck has come up with the new that's supposed to cover more strains of the HPV. However, there are over 100 strains of HPV. More than 40 of them are spread via sexual contact.
And how many are in this vaccine?
Nine.
So this one's going to be a fail too. How can you pay for a vaccine that's not going to work. Why would you do that?
Well, and they're urging not only girls, but boys to get it, because boys are the ones that transmit it.
Yeah. And but if, you know what we tra- you know how we transmit it? By having multiple sexual partners. We pick it up from a girl, and then we give it to a different girl. So we're basically kind of like the stalk, you know, the stalk that brings the baby, you know, like it, we go from one place to another and we bring it with us.
Right. So, whoever got the last Gardasil is not allowed to get the new Gardasil.
Really?
HPV.
Why is that?
I don't know why.
Because it'll kill you if you get both of them. It'll destroy your immune system if you get both of them. It's got to be something like that. Why would they want to eliminate the people who got the first? I mean, they're easy to sell. All they have to say is, hey, you know that vaccine you paid for? It's not going to work unless you get this one. So they got automatic customers. That's odd that they can't vaccinate people with the new vaccine that have gotten the old vaccine. There's something up with that. We need to understand that.
The CDC reported in 2013 that the rates of HPV vaccination in the United States are discouragingly low. I think that's encouraging.
Yeah, I know. There's more smart people out there than you thought there were. That's what that means.
Yep.
Do you know anybody who's gotten the HPV vaccine?
No, I can't say that I do.
I'd love to hear from anybody out there who has either gotten it, allowed their child to get it, or know someone who's gotten it. I'm just curious if any of those horror stories actually happened with the Julian Barr syndrome and, you know, encephalitis and the child changed after the vaccine. I'm just wondering, you know, we don't hear anything about the HPV vaccine anymore. Nothing. Which leads me to believe that no one is getting it. And as a result, no one is getting sick from it.
Maybe that's why they've come up with a new one.
Yeah. To kind of get people reinvested in it, you think?
Maybe so.
Let's see if Rick Perry comes out and says that he wants to vaccinate everybody in Texas with this one. Well, he's not governor anymore, right?
Yes, he is.
Is he? I'm sorry. Maybe I'm wrong. I thought he's no longer governor.
Oh, I don't know. I know they were supposed to arrest him.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Boy, he's controversial.
Yeah, but I hope he comes out and says, now this is the vaccine everybody has to get, because that would be a good laugh. Yeah. Really, really good laugh.
Oops, yeah, as oops. He would say.
Yeah, oops, Rick Perry. Oh. Think about this. These are the people running our country. People like Rick Perry.
Are we going on break?
Yeah, we are. Okay. All right, we'll be right back.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Everybody knows that I love the sauna. In fact, I told you I wasn't going to get in today, but I did get in for about 15 minutes. We have an amazing sauna at Louisville Athletic Club. It's regularly 210 to 220 degrees. It is not for the faint of heart. And we have some of the best conversations in the sauna. The sauna seems to get the juices flowing, and the guys in there, we have great conversations. This morning I had a conversation with a guy named Keith. He's 64 years old. He was trying to lose weight for 13 years, couldn't lose weight, and then he started lifting weights, and all of a sudden the fat started going away. You know, and we talked about the importance of muscle increasing, you know, metabolic baseline metabolism. I mean, great things happen in the sauna, but there's a lot of things that happen inside the body too in the sauna, right?
Yep.
So you have some new research?
Well, there's some research from Eastern Finland, of course. I guess they're big on strong sauna tradition in Finland. They conducted a study among 2,315 men that were aged 42 to 60. And what they found was that a sauna does more than build up a sweat. Middle-aged men who take frequent saunas are around half as likely to die from heart conditions as those who do not.
Right. Yeah. So what is it that
regular sessions also appear to protect against early death from any cause, lowering the risk by 40% from those having a once daily sauna. Even compared with men who took one sauna a week, their risk of dying from cardiovascular disease was 50% lower.
And there's something else that saunas do that they're not discussing. You know, we always look at cardiovascular disease because that seems to be the number one killer in America. But we know that sauna increases, by increasing body temperature just 1 degree, the body can actually destroy, get rid of cancer. This has been...
Now, what type of sauna are you talking about? Are you talking about
convection sauna, dry sauna?
You're not talking about infrared.
No, that's a whole nother discussion. Because infrared sauna heats by infrared light, and the infrared light penetrates the skin. So there's a whole different set of actions going on there.
But that's still good for you.
Yes, it's still good for you. And some that say it's better at detoxifying, and I don't know that that's true or not. But getting into a convection sauna that gets up above 180 degrees, raises body temperature rapidly, internal body temperature. I mean, if you put a thermometer in your mouth after getting out of that sauna, it'll look like you were running a fever. And there are great benefits to raising body temperature, a whole host of benefits.
I know when you come out of the men's locker room after sitting in the sauna, your eyes are bloodshot, your face is red.
Yeah. Well, that's because I get in an ice cold shower immediately after. And so I experience something called scleral injection, which is all the blood vessels in my eyes and my body, they expand from the heat, and then the ice cold water shoots blood everywhere. So my blood vessels in my eyes become injected with blood.
So there was a thing on television one day and on the news about this new cold diet. It's a new trend.
Yeah, by sitting in an ice bath.
Sitting in an ice bath, and now they're even making a vest that has cold packs in it for you to wear to keep your body temperature down, saying that's going to help you lose weight.
And all I do is I point at what Adele Moussa pointed at when we talked about this 2 years ago on the show. Show me a skinny, lean Eskimo.
That makes sense.
They live in the coldest environment in the world, and the notion behind this cold bathing is that it converts more of your fat to brown fat. Why not? And brown fat burns calories. Why not just build muscle? That burns calories too. No, I don't buy it. And I know that there's a lot of people out there that are going to get mad at me because they want to believe that sitting in a bathtub and shivering. Yes, I agree shivering. I agree that shivering can burn energy because of the process of shivering. Your whole body is convulsing in these little microwaves. Muscles are convulsing. It's like exercise. Why not just exercise? But brown adipose tissue, the dream of brown adipose tissue, is, in my humble opinion, is a waste of time.
Don't you think that people want that quick, easy fix?
Of course. And as Dr. Russell Ryder pointed out on this show many, many months ago, you want more brown adipose tissue? Take melatonin.
Really?
Yeah, melatonin converts white adipose tissue into brown adipose tissue in humans, not just in rats, in humans. So somebody ought to say, oh, how about the melatonin diet? I mean, it's just all nonsense. Just exercise, build muscle. Take the guesswork out of it.
I have a comment here from Linda.
Shafrick?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Linda.
Over in, she in New Zealand or Australia? She's in Australia.
Yeah, I think
so. Okay, so she says, Carl, it doesn't matter if people get sick after flu shots or vaccinations. The GPs have an answer for it, implying that the shot makes the illness less severe, like the measles story. A patient told me the following exchanges with his GP patient. Doc, I got the flu shot, and I got really sick with the flu this year. GP, if you didn't get the flu, if you didn't get the shot, it would have been worse. You would have died.
How do you know that? I want to strangle that GP. I want to strangle him. How do you know that? How do you know it would have been worse? Show me evidence that that person would have had a worse event of the flu. This is nonsense.
That doesn't make sense.
Okay, I've said this all along. The attenuated virus is a weaker form of the virus. So when you do get sick, you get that virus. It's weaker. But you're still getting sick from the flu vaccine. It's not that you got the flu vaccine and then you came in contact with something and you got a lesser degree illness. The flu that you're fighting is a weaker flu. If you came in contact with the full-blown flu from somewhere, you would have gotten that. So this is nonsense. And
there are so many people that I know that get the flu vaccine and they get the flu every year.
And they go, well, I guess good thing I got the flu vaccine because it would have been worse. That's what they say. I want to hit them in the head. I haven't gotten the flu vaccine in I don't know how long, and I don't get the flu. But then again, I drink Sambuca.
And Sambuca is good for what?
Well,
Besides making you feel good?
John Parker, who is our superhuman in Utah, posted one day that Sambucol.
He's not in Utah anymore. He's in Washington State or Oregon. Remember, he went to school out there.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I live in the sand. But my head is
well,
in.
Well, not anymore. The CrossFitters are going to dig you out of that sand.
Oh, we should talk about that. Did you see what I posted? I got to talk about that. So Sambucol apparently will keep you from getting the flu. It's the cooked elderberries.
Well,
and Sambuca is liqueur from the elderberries. And so I said, no wonder why I don't get the flu. I regularly vaccinate myself after a good meal with a cup of espresso and a shot of Sambuca.
I think we have Sambuca at home, don't we?
Of course. We wouldn't live without it. Kidding me?
So you said elderberry, not bilberry, because
No, bilberry is what is supposed to help you
with your vision.
Your vision, yeah.
Yes.
So Alex Leaf posted on Facebook that there's a new CrossFit movement, digging sand for time. So they have all these people in the sand and the beach digging, you know, for 10 minutes or 5 minutes or through whatever. And I said, new workout of the day, dig sand for time, then pound said sand into your butt. Repeat 5 times or till butt is completely full. I thought that was funny. I'm laughing.
Yeah. Okay.
And then we have other things to read.
Do you want to talk about Con Santori?
Not yet. I want to save that for the end. There was one other thing that I wanted to talk about here.
Okay.
Can we talk about the three parents' babies approved in the U.S.? So there's now the U.S. government has approved that those who want to have children but are unable to get pregnant, I guess, can choose the sperm from two different men or the eggs from two different women and splice them together to produce a three-baby child. Is that the idea?
I'm not sure.
Okay. I guess I should have read the whole article.
The UK.
Has
now become the first country to approve laws to allow the creation of a baby from three people.
Yeah, in vitro fertilization. The modified version of IVF, which is in vitro fertilization, has passed its final legislative obstacles after being approved by the House of Lords. The fertility regulators will now decide how to license the procedure to prevent babies inheriting deadly genetic diseases. So the first baby could be born as early as 2016 from three parents. So what they're going to do is you'll be able to choose two different women and they'll splice the eggs together, or two different men and they'll put the sperm together, and you'll have a baby produced from the contribution for the first time ever of three parents. Now, I say first time ever. I have to believe that in the 60s, when love was free and people were having lots of multiple partners, or even back in Roman days when orgies first came around, there had to be children born that had two dads, so to speak, because of, you know, that kind of sexual activity. So it's going to be interesting to see what comes from this. And more importantly, the legal aspects of who's supporting the baby, who's responsible. You know, there's a whole legal side to this, too. Now, it's bad enough when you have two parents in court fighting over things. Now you're going to have three parents in court fighting over things.
Here it says the technique developed in Newcastle uses a modified version of in vitro fertilization to combine the healthy mitochondria of a donor woman with the DNA of the two parents.
Interesting. Interesting. Yeah, this is going to open up a whole Pandora's box, no pun intended.
It results in babies with a 0.1% of their DNA from the second woman and is a permanent change that would echo down through the generations.
So we're really messing with
what's
evolution
that gonna
now.
Do
yeah, exactly.
Down through the generations.
That's exactly right. What kind of epigenetic effects are we going to see from this, three-parent children?
That's kind of bizarre.
And now when the father goes, go ask your mother, the kid will go, which one? Which mom should I ask, Dad? Go ask either of them. Just leave me alone. I'm watching football. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We have a comment from Con Santori Davison. If you missed yesterday's show, we're going to read it for you.
And then a couple other people as well.
Comments. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. superhuman.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frotalin, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Crealkaline pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Mr. Postman.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Welcome back.
I heard they're getting rid of all the postal trucks.
Are they really?
Yeah.
They're going to make the post office people walk everywhere?
I don't know. Michelle Hebert, let us know what's going on with that.
Yeah, that. You know what? I saw my mailman yesterday. I got to tell you something. They're silent, silent warriors, postal people. We take them for granted. In fact, we don't even take them for granted. We don't even think about them.
They're out in the weather.
Mail shows up every day. The mail person is late. You're like bitching about it. Not you. I mean, people like, oh, where's the mail? Where's the mail? I saw my mailman yesterday walking on the slippery ice from house to house up because around the corner from the studio is a residential neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
And he always, and he's the nicest guy in the world. He always brings my packages to me here because he knows I'm on the air and I can't get out to the mailbox a lot of times. I saw him yesterday running across the street and some idiot didn't even slow down for him. And I'm thinking to myself, I understand why postal people sometimes seem sad and disengaged because it's probably one of the most thankless jobs in the world. In fact, you're not even noticed. You're expected, but never appreciated.
When I was young, a child, or you know, that's younger, you know, probably under the age of 10, I can remember my mother used to make cookies and, you know, give presents to our postal person.
Well, when I was growing up, at Christmas time, you gave an envelope to the postman with money in it. You gave an envelope to the garbage men that picked up your trash. We had a guy who delivered soda. And back in Brooklyn, before Clorox came out, we had Javel, which was chlorinated water for putting in the laundry. And you tipped the guy who delivered the Javel and the, you know, you tipped those people every year. You gave them an envelope with money. Today, nobody gives the postal people anything.
Well, I always try to say thank you, you know, at least.
People need to start to go back to tipping your postal person and your garbage man. Really, I'm serious.
Okay, so you have a story that you want to tell.
So yesterday we did a show with Brooks Kubik, and we were talking about aging successfully, and we're talking about muscle and the importance of carrying enough muscle later into life. And I explained that 5 years ago, Valentine's night, you and I had gone out to dinner. We had a bottle of Cristal champagne. I remember the night like it was yesterday. And I wasn't used to the layout of the house yet. And I turned the lights off in the kitchen and thought I was making a left turn up the hall. And I made a left turn down the basement stairs. And as we told the story before, I fell down the stairs, sprinted back up two flights of stairs because I was looking forward to Valentine's night festivities. And Khan messaged me on Facebook. He said, "Carl, stop speaking about Elisa in those sexual innuendo ways, man. Nobody," and then he has in parentheses, "in my age bracket, wants to hear Uncle Carl talk about Aunt Elisa that way. LOL." Well, I also want you to remember something, Con, that when you're my age, just remember I said it to you. You're still going to feel like you're in that age bracket when it comes to making love. It doesn't go away. It doesn't change. It's not like some people go, oh, well, you know, you get older and you just slow down. That's not what's happening to me. And I look in the mirror. I don't recognize that person. But inside, I know that 20-year-old guy is still in there somewhere.
Yeah, so. I still feel like I'm in my 20s.
Yeah, I know.
And I know I act like it, too.
Well,
so.
Everybody thinks you look like it, too. That's the difference between you and me. So who was it that said something about you look like you're 25 the other day when we put a picture up of you?
Dan Rollins said I look like I was in my 20s.
And that I better watch out, he said, because he's a young buck, he said.
Okay, so Matt Macheski posted on your wall, he's been on an SHR listening binge lately, 50 shows in the past 8 days.
Wow.
Been getting some great insights.
Wow, that's awesome.
Isn't that
awesome? Thank you. Christine, who is Lothar Tripke's cousin from Germany, just messaged us, said, "Very interesting that you're talking about measles vaccines on Casual Friday today. In Germany, they just discussed in the Bundestag about the topic, too. Interesting coincidence, isn't it? There died a baby in Berlin because of the measles. Media said," excuse me, "and now politicians say they want to force parents by law to vaccinate their children. And if they don't, their children should not be allowed to visit public schools and kindergartens. Just wanted to mention that. Don't think that the government actually will force people to get vaccinated by law, but we'll see. Very, very scary, though." And here's the question that we need to be asking as the population. How many of the people who are getting the measles right now have been vaccinated? No one is asking this question. No one is demanding this answer from the CDC specifically and here in the United States and whatever group manages medical statistics in Germany. We need to be asking them of the recent outbreak in Disney World, in the recent outbreak in California. How many of the people who contracted the measles have been vaccinated? Without answering that question, we cannot talk about vaccination intelligently or honestly, because if they're telling us we have to vaccinate, and even 20% of the people who are getting the measles have been vaccinated in the past, then what is the vaccine going to do to protect us? If it's not protecting the people who have been vaccinated, then what is it going to do to force people to get vaccinated? No one's asking that question. The public needs to stand up and say, how many people who are getting the measles right now have been vaccinated? And CDC and organizations like that need to be honest about it, not protect the pharmaceutical companies, but protect the people that they're supposed to be serving.
I find it interesting that it's happening in Germany as well.
Happening everywhere. Because these vaccine manufacturers, they sell vaccines all over the world. It's not just here in the United States. It's everywhere. When they sold all those thousands and thousands and thousands of doses of swine flu H1N1 vaccine and there was no pandemic and none of those countries used them, the vaccine manufacturers went out and extended the shelf life like 5 years so they wouldn't lose hundreds of millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
No, this is a worldwide trend, vaccines. It's a business.
Did you want to read, did you find the email that we discussed?
Yeah, I did. I'm not going to mention any names, but I did get an email from somebody as a result of a recent show.
Actually, it was a result of the show on last Casual Friday. We talked about birth control.
Yeah, he said, my wife started having some perimenopausal symptoms some time ago. She's only 31 and when it started, she's 34 now. And her doctor put her on a progesterone-only birth control pill maybe 8 or 9 months ago. I knew from the get-go that getting on the pill was not the right thing to do, but at the time, she didn't want to hear it. I love that. Lately, she has been telling me that she's starting to feel crazy, her word. She is paranoid to be around people because her sense of proper and appropriate reaction to situations is skewed, and she fears that she will overreact and ruin friendships, hurt feelings, etc. She is always tired, sleeps bad, gaining weight, losing hair, all kinds of terrible things. Now she is desperately looking for a better solution. I found a naturopathic doctor who is trained to administer the Wiley protocol, which I think works best, will work best for her. And she went to her last week for a preliminary checkup and some labs, but fears that none of the labs will show anything because everything always seems to come back quote-unquote normal. The doctor is on vacation for the next couple of weeks. And see, you have to see the labs. You must see the numbers yourself. You can't just take a doctor's word for it. Oh, well, you're normal. Because the epidemiological standards that create ranges are so broad, so broad. It would be like if you went to school and instead of having like an A is 90 and above, a B is 80 to 90, they just said pass or fail, right? Because you have some classes where you just pass or fail, right?
Right.
So you either pass or fail. You never know if you're at the top of your class or at the bottom of your class. You just pass or fail. Pass or fail is like meaningless. That's how they treat these labs now, pass or fail. The problem is the range of pass is so vast that you could be the dumbest person in the pass group. You don't want to be. You want to be the smartest person in the pass group. You have to know the numbers. You have to know the scores. So having your doctor tell you something is normal is meaningless and quite frankly insulting. Okay?
And that's what people say all the time. Oh, I had my blood work done and my doctor says I'm normal.
Yeah, you know.
People say that well, all the time.
And here's a perfect example. Your blood sugar is normal. Don't worry about it. Meanwhile, you're 119 milligrams a deciliter and you're almost diabetic, but you're normal. That's not normal. Neither is that damn computer. I heard on Casual Friday today that progesterone-only pills cause dementia and I think has other bad effects too. I want to help her get off the pill, but remember a Blueprint Power Hour on which you talked to Rob about the need for post-cycle therapy when coming off something like that. I would really appreciate it if you could lay out. And I did. I laid it out. So if a woman is on a progesterone-only pill and she wants to come off, if she is of the age where it's possible to re-stimulate her own production of hormones, then you would try something like Lulibarin, which is a follicle-stimulating hormone injectable, and now they can even put it into an intranasal spray where she could spray that in her nose according to the doctor's advice every so often, and that will make her ovaries produce estrogen and progesterone on their own. If a woman is past the age where waking up her ovaries just isn't going to happen, that even if you put her on Lulibarin for a while and you don't see any elevation in the production of progesterone and estrogen on its own, and that means that she's really gone through menopause, whether it's chemically induced because she was on the pill for so long or whether it's just chronologically induced because she's getting older, then you've got to turn to HRT. And A sensible HRT includes progesterone, estrogen, testosterone, and even maybe some DHEA and other hormones that need to be addressed. But this idea that a woman is on, we have another friend, north of us, who a woman came to him, whose, her doctor just took her off the progesterone only pill. She was on it long enough, he said. It was a birth control pill.
Uh-huh.
And she started going berserk. She started going crazy. Her mood swings, crying at the drop of the hat, couldn't sleep. And all he did was give her a progesterone cream and she came back to life again. So those doctors out there who administer any kind of hormone therapy for a length of time and then just tell their patients to stop.
Well, it's just like a man being on testosterone.
And we had a friend that did that.
And then all of a sudden you go cold turkey. And my stepfather, they did that to him. They took him right off. He was depressed. And he told me, he called me one day and told me how depressed he was. And then
we found out that they took him off the testosterone.
And so we had him go back to his doctor and say, we want, you know, he wants to go back on it. And so finally they put him back on.
And within 2 weeks, he was back to normal.
Yeah.
Any doctor who administers a hormone and then just removes it from a patient should lose their license to practice medicine.
And while we're on the subject of birth control, we talked about this last week, but we forgot to talk about this one particular story, and we're keeping names out of it. But we had a friend just recently who had some issues with blood clotting. And so they found a clot. Well, they found a tumor.
Well, they found one of those tumors in her uterus that actually has teeth and hair, which was probably a baby that she almost started to form, but it stopped at some point in time. But it has teeth and hair, and she has to have it all removed. And she called us for some advice.
Yes.
And when a friend of ours told us the backstory and said so-and-so was rushed to the hospital, she's got all these blood clots, the first thing I said was, has she been on birth control for a long time?
And she has.
Yes, for like over 20 years.
And it's so scary. If you have a child, someone in their 20s or whatever that you know, or that's your child that's on birth control, I think I would try to find alternate means.
You have to. And it's not the hormones alone that are dangerous here. It's the preparation that makes them orally administrable. The methylation, it changes the liver. It causes an increase in clotting factors. It causes an increase in inflammatory cytokines. It's not the progesterone. It's not the estrogen. It's the methylation process. Because the same is true as if you get methylprednisone for an infection. Let's say you have a rash and your doctor puts you on 12 days of methylprednisone. You have all the same risks. Clotting. If you take it, you can't take it for too long because it changes the liver values. They say, oh, you can only take it for 2 weeks and that's it. But yet they put women on it for years.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. Yeah, it's very, very scary. Anyway, do we have anything else we need to talk about?
No, I think that's it for today.
We have great shows planned next week.
I did want to mention one of the shows that we have planned for next week is a doctor from the NYU Dental School talking about how they're using oral blood to
test for diabetes.
I'm excited about
this. This is really smart because there's a lot of people that won't test their own blood and they go to the doctors and they get their blood tested just by having work done in their mouth. So it's going to be a new screening approach.
That's next Wednesday. Yes. Tune in.
We have lots of great shows next week. You want to tune in for those. And thank you for listening this week and have a great weekend.
Bye.